you like to go through and learn a Torah that was originally said by my chaver, Rabbi Ephraim Portnoy, 10 years ago in the shul. So he, at that time, was living in Lakewood and used to come in and give chaburas. So in summer of 2009, he shared some teachings from Rabbi Nachman about the Indian of the 3 weeks. His text that he based it off of is in the Likutim Haran at Tinyona Pehe. The Torah that begins Egozim Hanikroim Luzim. That there are certain types of nuts that are called luz, and explains it takes 21 days for these to grow on a tree. The pasuk also says is that there's a city called Luz, which is Derech Luz Nichnasu LeBeis Kel. Through Luz, that's how you come to Beis Kel. And Luz is also referring to what everyone knows. There's a bone through which Techias HaMeisim will come about. That's also called the Etzem Luz. That's the Luz bone in the back of the neck. Also connects with the 21 days that we find ourselves in now, the 3 weeks between Shavuos V'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. And it's brought down Chazal that for a chicken to lay an egg, that takes 21 days. So Rabbi Nachman ties it all together and says, that's why we did an egg at the Suda HaMafsekes, the last meal before Tisha B'Av. So all these concepts he puts together, and it's hard to understand at first glance what exactly he's trying to bring out, why he's making all these connections, what's the main point that he's trying to bring us to. So, to understand Likutei Maharan, there's another sefer, Likutei Halachos, which is written by Rabbi Nosson, his Talmud. And Rabbi Nosson, the way it used to work was that whatever he was going through in Likutei Maharan, he would tie that into whatever he was learning in Shulchan Aruch at that moment. So at this time, it came out, Rabbi Nosson was learning Hilchos Beitzim, right, the Halachos of kosher eggs, when he was learning this Torah Pehe. So he explains it like this. Before understanding the connection, you have to think a little bit more about it. We're saying here that Bein HaMetzarim, which is a time of mourning, Avelus, it's connected to the number 21. And then he's saying that the Etzem Luz, from which Techias HaMeisim is going to come about, which is, at first glance, the opposite of Avelus, that's renewal, it's not mourning, it's also connected to the number 21. And we eat the egg by the Suda HaMafsekes, which is the high point of the Avelus, and then we're eating an egg which comes from 21 days. So what is it? Is it Simcha, or is it Tsar? Are we talking about, mourning, or are we talking about being comforted? So Rabbi Nachman builds the connection like this. Nowadays you go into a supermarket and you know that all the eggs are kosher. They all come from chickens. But back then, how do you know where an egg is coming from? So our eggs are round on the bottom and they're pointy on top. There's a halach that if an egg is totally round or if it's pointy on both sides, then for sure it's not from a kosher bird. But if it's round on one side and it's pointing on the other side, then you can ask the merchant, where'd you get it from? If he tells you it's from a chicken, you could trust him. Okay, nice, but what does that teach us in our Avodas Hashem? Aside from the Halacha, of course, but what lesson can we take out of this? So Nosson explains, how do you say sharp? Chad. There's also Oz. Oz v'chedva, right? At one side of Chad, that alludes to happiness, of Simcha. The other side is Kad, which is round. Round, a circle, that's like a velus, right? An oval always eats round things. So mind this world is like a whirl. This world is a wheel that keeps going over around and around. So Gnostic explains, in this world you have Simcha and you have Tsar. You have a velus, the mourning, and you also have the comforter. You have the happiness. So Gnostic explains, what's the main Tsar, the main velus the person should be in? When a person realizes how far he is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is that Tsar, and at the same time, he has to have simcha. He has to have a nechama to comfort himself. And that, yes, I might feel far from Hashem, but there's always a tikva, there's a hope, and I believe that one day Hashem is going to bring me close, and I'll be able to come closer to Hashem. So Ibn Nosson says it like this, putting the halachas together. If you find an egg that's totally round, what does that mean? Round on both sides? Round, we said, is a velus. Tsar, round is pain. Someone who's totally in pain on all sides, everything in his life is in pain. Everything in his life is sorrow. It's for sure that egg is not coming from a kosher source. A person has to know that he's not going in the kosher way. Why? Because someone who has emunah knows that someone without emunah sees every tsar just as tsar. This is pain, this is sorrow, that's all there is. Something bad happened to me. But someone who has emunah realizes, even if it seems on one side to be round, okay, but on the other side, there's happiness. Something good has to come out of this, and for sure it's going to turn out to be good. Someone who has emunah, who believes in Hashem, believes in the goodness of Hashem, knows at the end of the day, everything's going to be sharp, everything's going to be besimcha in the end. So too, The other extreme, someone who's totally sharp on both sides, that's also not from a kosher bird. Why? Because someone's always happy? Everything's going great? Doesn't see anything in the world that's not connected? Doesn't realize that things aren't really the way they're supposed to be? I am far from Hashem. Things are not going the way they're supposed to be. The goals I'm not reaching right now. There's places that I want to be where I'm not at. I'm not at that madriga. So someone who covers up all the pain, ignores everything, everything's great, everything's gewaldig, everything's besimcha, there's no pain in the world, that's also not the kosher way. Reb Nosson says, beautiful insight. The kosher way is when a person is on one side besimcha and on the other side tsar. Even though he realizes there's pain in the world, and though he realizes that that's what to have to mourn for, but he knows in the end it's going to be besimcha. And everything's going to work out. If you find it like egg, so now you're not sure. It's round on one side, it's sharp on the other. You have to find out. Because really, there are non-kosher birds who also have such type of eggs. And Austin continues, he explains, there's some people who are not necessarily going in the way of Torah. But they also have that attitude that even things are not going to go well, okay, so not now, everything's going to work out in the end. When a person's trying to achieve Olam Hazeh, it's not so easy. It's difficult for him, but he comforts himself. In the end, everything's going to turn out right. A person has to make sure that even things, the attitude of comforting yourself should be applied for spiritual things, for ruchnius. Reb Nosson keeps saying again and again and again, a person should always realize the main tsar, the main mourning and pain the person should always feel is how far he feels from Hashem. When a person realizes how far they're from Hashem, from achieving and from serving Hashem, and the goals and coming closer, learning more Torah, and breaking their connection to Olam Hazeh, when a person realizes that's the real tsar, he has to comfort himself that in the end, yeah, everything's going to work out. And Reb Nosson goes even further. In Kabbalah, well, what's an egg? An egg is something that comes out of a chicken. So in Kabbalah, there's a concept that there's different types of neshamas. Some neshamas are an aspect of animals. Some are an aspect of a bird. Some are even lower. They're an egg that hasn't even hatched yet. So Reb Nosson explains that's the idea that every neshama realizes has to go through a process in order to get to a nechama. That's where Reb Nachman brought down the pasuk. The way to get to Beis Kehil is through Luz. How do you get to Beis Kehil? How does a person get to his goal? The house of Hashem, Beis Kehil. A person has to realize the way you get to that chad, the way you get to that simcha is by going through the tsar. Previously, Rabbi Portnoy had talked about the famous story of the prince who was made out of jewels, but in order to find out that he was made out of jewels, he had to cut his finger. That's what it did. He had to peel the skin away. The lesson he brings out from that story, Sipur Maisim, is that a person goes through a tsar to realize what he's really made of. In life, we have to go through tsaros to realize what we're really made out of. So that's what we're saying over here now. By the suit of Mafsekis, you think that this is a time of Velus, and the reason we're eating egg, it's the end of the 21 days, in order to remind ourselves the halakha of the egg, that here's no matter what, it's a Velus, no matter right now, we're about to go into Tisha B'Av, the saddest day of the year, but nevertheless, we know there's going to be a Nechama. We know that we're going to be comforted. We're not crying, grieving something that's lost, and we're never going to have it again. We're for sure going to have the Nechama, for sure going to be comforted. And not only that, we know that it's through the Tsar, Davka through that, that we're going to get the comfort. Why? Because Luz is the name of the nut that grows within 21 days. It's also the name of the bone from which Techiyas HaMesim is going to come from. The entire comfort that at the end of the day there'll be a Techiyas HaMesim also comes from that same idea of the egg in the Luz. And Derech Luz, we come to Beis Kehil. And to take the idea a little bit further, Reb Nosson has another halacha, which he discusses the aspect of 21. So one of the ideas of 21 is B'Shem Hashem Ekya. There's the name of Hashem, which is Aleph, 1, Hey is 5, followed by a Yud, which is 10, and then another Hey at the end, so you add it all together, that's 21, right? Reb Nachman has a different Torah where he's discussing the name Ekya. Now, the simple Taich, the translation of Ekya is, I will be. Yeah, I will be what I will be, right? So Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu when he's giving him the job to take the Klal Yisrael of Mitzrayim, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, what's your name? Hashem says, my name is Yudke Vavke, but my name is also Ekya Asher Ekya. I will be that which I will be. So Chazal explain, what's Ekya Asher Ekya? One Ekya is the first Gullus, and the second Ekya is the second Gullus. I'll be with him in the first Gullus, and I'll be with him in the second subsequent Gullus. So we know after the first Geula from the first Gullus, there was Gullus afterwards, meaning after Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, we had a Geula Mitzrayim, we went back into Gullus, Bavel. Then we had a Geula from Bavel, we went back into Gullus. So we know that this Gullus we're in now, when the Geula comes, there's no more Gullus, it's over. So what's Ekya Sheekya? The second Ekya is relating to this Gullus. Reb Nachum explains in Torah Vav, in the Kuti Maharan, the ek is tshuva. Because when a person realizes that before he does tshuva, which doesn't mean the person wasn't Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, became Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, but it means the person works on himself. Every level that they bring to a higher level, that's a new teshuva. So before a person does teshuva, he feels, well, like, what am I? I have no existence in this world. I have no Havaya. I have no existence. The name Yudke Vavke means Havaya, means existence. Hashem exists. The person himself has the name Havaya himself. He has an existence himself. A person, before he does tshuva, feels, he comes to life, what am I? You know, who am I? What am I? But once he's ready to tshuva, even before he's successful in doing tshuva, but he's preparing himself to do tshuva, he's Ekya. I will have some type of existence world because I'm going to do tshuva. I'm going to be successful. That's Ekya. So Nachman explains that even if a person does tshuva, there's always another level. There's always a higher madrega. You do teshuva on your teshuva, and then teshuva on that teshuva. A person goes his whole life growing and growing. You never come to a point where you say, I made it, right? You can always do teshuva and always get better midos, learn more Torah, come closer to Hashem. So that's Ekya and Ekya and Ekya again and again. Ekya asher Ekya. Ekya asher Ekya. A person constantly is making teshuva. So Nachman has an amazing idea. He explains, how does a person do teshuva? The main way a person goes from one level to the next is through davening, praying to Hashem, asking Hashem to merit to come to a higher level. So Ibn Nasman has an amazing idea and explains. In that Torah Vav, just mentioned, Reb Nachman explains his idea called Baki Baratzel, Baki Bishov, which means every person has days, up days, and everybody has down days. In order for a person to merit to do teshuva, he has to be able to serve Hashem when things are going good. And he also has to learn how to serve Hashem even when things aren't going good. So he says that there are what we call highs and lows. Rotzo, the highs, shov, the lows. A person has to learn no matter what happens. He never falls, never feels bad. He always aims for the highest. But no matter what, even if it seems like he's on the lowest, he keeps going, keeps on striving, keeps on going. No matter what happens to him, he keeps on going and keeps on going. That's part of Ekya. I will be. The person's always saying, I'm always Ekya. I'm always going to be. Right now it looks like I can't be and it's not working out, but I'm always going to be. I'm always going that attitude. I will be. I will be. How? Through tefillah. You know, if a person has teshuva, has a tefillah, no matter what level I'm on, no matter how low I am, I can always dive into Hashem to go higher. So Nelson explains that the first gullus that had a geula, which had gullus afterwards, meaning if the person only has the first geula, means the person's serving Hashem, starts getting better, starts working on himself, he can fall. There's no guarantee he's not going to fall from all the levels which achieved previously. He's made a lot of accomplishments. So it also brings down, we know many, many people spend many years learning. And at the end, whatever happened in their lives happened, they had to stop learning. We know some people who never fell away from what they learned, right? Some people could fall. But a person's always guaranteed that he'll always be able to hold on to Hashem no matter where he goes. He'll never, ever fall from Hashem. That's the Ekya She'ekya. It's the second Ekya. What's that? When a person always accepts upon himself that I'm going to be an Ekya. I'm always going to connect to Hashem. I'm always going to talk to Hashem no matter what's going on in my life. Meaning, person decides he wants to learn Daf Yomi, for example. Could be anything. I want to work on my temper. I want to work on davening. Whatever I'm working on. But let's say it's Daf Yomi. So the person, the first, he says, I'm going to learn Daf Yomi. So it could be that he'll do it for a couple of days. It could be he'll do it for a couple of weeks. But what's the guarantee? It could be in a couple of months from now, something's going to come up. He miss a couple of days, he'll feel out of it. What guarantees does he have that he'll always have that connection? A person accepts upon himself, I'm always going to daven every day that I should learn Daf Yomi. Or I'm always going to daven every day that I shouldn't lose my temper. I'm always going to daven for that every day, that no matter what, even if I fail, I'm always connected. I'm always davening about it. So Ibn Austin says, choose that everybody has ups and downs in Olam HaMaisa. But what you actually accomplish, because even a person accepts upon himself is going to learn every day, everyone has simchas, everyone goes to brisim, bar mitzvahs, chasnas, everyone has things that are going on in their life. Everyone has business trips they have to take on, things that go on, ups and downs in their lives, good days, bad days. But when a person connects to Ekya, I will always be, he's always connected no matter what, and he never falls away. Never. You're connected. So we connect to Ekya, that 21, to the 21 that we were talking about earlier. And meaning like this, in order for a person to get the base scale, in order for a person to contact Geula, a person wants to have a Geula, a person wants to be redeemed from his Gullus, from his exile, with a Geula that's never going to have Gullus afterwards. What's the guarantee? What's the guarantee? If I have Geula, I'm never going to have a galus if I connect to 21, to that ekia. If I connect to the ekia, that's the big, that's the beitza, right? That even though right now it's kad, even though right now it's round for me, even though right now I'm bitsar, and I'm going through ekia, one day it's going to be good, one day it's not going so good, but I'm connecting, I'm coming back to the tefillah, even though right now I have to admit, it's not, things aren't the way I want them to be, I'm not havaya, I'm not existing, I'm not the way I want to be, I admit that, I'm not denying that, but still I know it's going to be. I'm always comforting myself. It is the 3 weeks. It is gullus. Not denying that, but there's going to be a geula. I'm always connected to the geula. So a person like that's always connected, always living with geula. He can never fail because no matter what's happening, he's still connected. Reb Nachman explains that a person's power of speech is like a mother, right? What's a mother? A mother is connected with her baby. It's her child. No matter what her child does, she's always taking care of him. A baby can get himself dirty and disgusting and play in the mud. The mother's always going to come and take him home, wash him off, because this is her child. A person's power of speech, it's like his mother. Why? Because no matter how low I fall, no matter how dirty I get myself, if I always get myself in the habit of talking to Hashem, speaking to him and telling him that, you know, I really want to try, I really want to go higher, then even though I might have to go through this ekya, I might have to go through this process of tzar to get to base kill, in order to get to my geula, I always have that connection. The mother's always with me, always washing me off, making sure that I get there. Reb Nosson brings that we see in Eicha itself, the Yirmiyahu HaNavi, he says in the middle of Eicha, we talked about how terrible everything's going for Klal Yisrael, and Re'eh, see how Klal Yisrael was going through such a hard time, but he ends up with psukim with Hashem's rachamim, that the chesed of Hashem is so great and never ends, it never stops. Right when he sees how bad everything, how he sees how great everything is going to be, and he sees, this I'm going to bring to my heart, and I'm always going to search for Hashem, to seek Hashem, because that's how a person has to go. Right when he sees how bad things are, a person has to realize that things are not the way they're supposed to be. A person has to realize we're in gullus, and every person has to realize that he is in gullus, his own private gullus. I'm going to say it's not right. It's not right to say everything's going great. A person has to realize, to live that. No, I'm in gullus. But through that, a person realizes that, no, there is a simcha. Everything is going to be a simcha. Everything's going to work out. Hashem should help us in these 3 weeks. We should keep in mind the Magen of Mezrich. He was the main Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He used to say, Kol harodef ka, kodafel hisigu ben ha-mitzarim. Whoever chases after Klal Yisrael, Hashem caught them in Bein HaMitzarim. Hisig ko. They caught Hashem Bein HaMitzarim. You catch him Bein HaMitzarim. Person is chasing after Hashem the whole year and didn't catch up with him now, so to speak. Now's the time. During the 3 weeks, Bein HaMitzarim is when you can catch up to Hashem. Hashem should help us that we can catch on to him. Shimshon Pinchas used to say that by a chasana, you see everyone's dancing. So you don't know who's the chasan, who's the chasan's parents, who's the kala, who's the kala. You know, maybe the kala you recognize the dress. But like, you know, everyone's dancing. It's hard to tell. However, said Shimshon Pinchas, by a levaya, that's when you can tell who the relatives are. It's obvious who the relatives are by a levaya. He says, the whole year we see people besimcha, Purim, Avodas Hashem. We don't know who's really close to Hashem. Comes Bein HaMitzarim, and we see who tries to connect Hashem in the special way we serve Hashem during these days, which is realizing that we're in Gullus, at the same time realizing there's going to be a Geula. Hashem should help us. We should put ourselves into these days. Besides all these lofty ideas, Rabbi Nachman points out, he has a couple of very practical, down-to-earth eitzes that he wanted us to tell them to do. One was, he spoke about his bodidus, spending time every day to talk to Hashem. And there's another idea Rabbi Nachman wanted his tell them to do, of tikkun chatzos. Sounds like a very far idea for us, but he wanted very much people should wake up in the middle of the night and spend a little time with chatzos. Chatzos is always 6 hours after nightfall. And to spend a little time thinking about the gullus. There's a special nuchsuk to say, it's brought down the siddurim, special things to say at that time. The point of the thing is not just to say them, the important is to spend time thinking about it. A person can say, really? Yeah, what does it have to do with me? Chatzos? It sounds like these things for tzaddikim, they used to do previous generations. But the truth is, Rabbi Nachman taught that it's not like that. Everyone can be connected, everyone can say chatzos. Through Rabbi Nachman's teaching, everyone realized that the gullus is my gullus. It's not just the gullus that Klal Yisrael is not in Eretz Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael doesn't have Eretz Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael doesn't have a base of Migdash. It's that I don't have my Kedusha. A person can connect to that. A person can feel something when it comes to his Chatzos. So you say, who am I? I'm going to wake up at Chatzos? So they tell of a story in Breslov. This one's a poshet, a very, very simple breast of a chassid who happened to be, well, he was traveling somebody, he was traveling somewhere in Poland, and in the base medrash he was, happened to be with very, very big people, right? He himself was very poshet. He barely knew how to read Hebrew, if that. But he was a breast lover, he was a chassid, and there are people up there the whole night learning every night. They're big Talmid Chacham in that city. And he, this simple person, he got down, went to sleep on a bench, and Chatzosi gets up and starts to say Tikhat Chatzos. So some of the big lamdanim from the city came into him and said, "What are you doing? Like who are you? What are you saying Tikkun Chatzos for?" So the simple Jew, this Breslover, answered back, says, "Look, you guys can sit here and learn Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, okay. Maybe you don't feel like you need a base Mikdash. But for me, I have absolutely nothing in my life. What do I have? I have a little Hebrew. I can say some Tehillim. For me, I need Geula. I'm really in Gullus. I need Geula. I have to say Tikkun Chatzos." So that was his answer. They say the two people started making fun of him, were so impressed. When they found that he was a breast lover, they got up and they traveled to Uman. One of them became a big breast lover, chassid, but Mordechai, a sock lover. I don't remember the name of the other one, but they were a big chassidim in that generation, but before the Second World War. It's the same concept. Because the person thinks to himself, no matter how low I am, I still have that connection, because I have my gullus, and I have my geula. Even if it's a hard concept, Tikkun Chatzos, at least in the 3 weeks, to try once or twice to get up in the middle of the night for a few minutes and just think about the Churban, to think about my Gullus and my Geula. Reb Nachman says that the main 3 weeks is not what happened 2,000 years ago. It's been 1,950 years since the Churban. The main Avelus and the Avelus that we have in the 3 weeks about what's going on in my life right now. And through that, we can really feel a connection to the very thing that happened to Klal Yisrael, because we connect to it through our own personal lives. Hashem should help us that we should be zoicha to the Geula Shleima b'mehera b'yameinu.